What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We're back at it. Queens Culture Show with my man, Grant Leonard G. He has a special guest with him today. His player, Dayton Aubrey, here with me on the Boss Man Show. We're going to talk about his career as well. Has great play, man. But we're going to recap the game at Kennesaw State. Tougher for those guys, but they came to Kennesaw and did their thing, man. G, how you feeling, brother? Good to talk to you, man.
Man, always good. Always good to see you, JR.
Yes, sir. Man, G, well, tell me, man. I know it was a tough back and forth game in Kennesaw, man. You all had a lead up there, man. But it's credit to your guys for playing very well. That get the results you wanted, but in a tough, tough place to play at the KSU competition up there, Kennesaw.
Yeah, you know, Kennesaw's got a really good team. Coach Petway kept some guys from last year's championship team, and that was really a difference in the game. Is the end of the game, Terrell Burden, who's got a lot of experience in this league, he kind of strapped the team on his back and didn't want to lose. And you know, our team's got to do a better job of trying to limit him, you know, late game. But, you know, we had a really good game overall. We executed a lot of things offensively and defensively. But now we just got to, you know, kind of put the cherry on top at the end and finish the game off.
No doubt, man. And what's good about it, G, it happened in January, not in March.
And Mark, hey, at the end of the year in February, they got to come to our crib and our guys will be ready by that point, you know, conference tested and battle tested for that one.
No doubt, man. It's a good thing for you guys, man. And also, I see you got Jackson Pollard going that game as well, 25 points, man. Talk about that young man, his progression, brother.
Jackson's been really good, and you know, he's been inserted into the starting lineup, and I think the biggest thing that he does for our team is he brings cohesion. He talks a ton. He's got a big voice on the team. He's one of our older guys, and he just makes a lot of right plays, and so he played fantastic and really excited that he got, you know, his most extended time on the floor. And I think going forward, we're going to see a lot of positive things from Jackson.
And Dayton, for you, man, seeing your teammate go off like that, man, and seeing him get in the lineup with you guys, man, how did it make you feel being on the court seeing him play so well, man?
I mean, I have always had confidence in Jackson, you know, because we came from JUCO. I got a chance to play with him my freshman year at Chipola. Knew he was a good player, but it was good to see him in the starting lineup doing a lot of positive stuff like Coach said.
No doubt, man. And it's talk about that too, Dayton as well. Playing with a guy, having familiarity with him as he come, you all come to Queens together and play for G, but knowing that you don't have that since you're on the court already, I feel like for you knowing a guy who you played with before, do it here at Queens as well, man.
I mean, it makes me feel comfortable knowing that I have people coming from like my same situation, you know, being in JUCO, you know, what people call the trenches, you know, playing, you know, just that style of basketball, living that type of lifestyle, and, you know, just transferring over to the Division One level. So knowing that he can relate to my situation makes me feel more comfortable on and off the floor.
No doubt for you. I know you got 13 points that game as well. And for you, how was it playing up there at Kennesaw for you, man? Being on the court, those crazy Owl fans, but you all still doing your thing up there representing Queens very well, man.
I mean, it was good. I was looking forward to the beginning of conference because, you know, that's all we talk about, you know, what really matters. But I felt like it was a good game, good environment. Felt like I gotta do a lot of stuff better, you know, stay more solid on defense and, you know, stay more composed. But it was a good learning experience, and, you know, it's only up from here on out.
And Dayton, for you, with the new rules, man, where you can't really take charges now, stand in front of the balls and on the ball so key. So how have you adjusted for yourself, man, trying to knowing you're here, you can't take charges anymore, but staying on the ball, keeping the ball in front of you, not getting beat, so they have to put the guy in a tough position behind you.
Coach prepares us to play, you know, solid defense the right way, you know, doing drills and practice where he teaches us to push off our foot and, you know, just stay in front of the ball. He also preaches, you know, don't get beat off the bounce, staying solid, no reaches. So, you know, it's just putting all those fundamentals in play and, you know, just continuing playing the right way.
No doubt, man. No doubt. You're definitely doing a good job with that. And you know, you are a rebounder for a guard. You know, guards are getting in the mix, man. Talk about your rebounding. I know Coach DB is very big on rebounding for you guys, been coordinated of rebounding. Talk about as a guard going out there rebounding that basketball and getting and be able to get the rebound, complete possession, and get out there and go.
And I've been blessed with, you know, quite good athleticism, so I take advantage of that, you know, just going above the rim, getting rebounds, and, you know, playing in transition where I'm great at. So any opportunity I get to go and rebound, I try my best to go and get it.
No doubt. And I think that's, and in rebounding, would you say, is a want to thing? You know, some guys shy away from you guys want to get in the mix, get that ball to get out there and go get your offense and play the way you want to play fast, get out there and make things happen, man. So it really is talk about that being a want to thing and when you get your desire to want to get out there and rebound basketball, man.
I mean, I think it should be an every possession thing for our team. Like I said, because Coach harps on rebounding and pushing the ball in transition because he knows that's where our team is good at. So any chance I get to go and rebound and push it out in transition is better for our team. It's where we strive offensively.
And for you, offensively, for you, man, you averaging 16 a game. So for you, how do you kind of balance getting your guys involved versus getting yours? It's kind of playing within the flow of how G wants you all offensively down on the end of the court.
You know, for the most part, Coach G lets me play free. I think Coach G has a lot of confidence in me. So he just trusts me to go out there and make the right play, whether it's scoring, whether it's making plays for my teammates. And I just, you know, take what the defense gives me, try not to force anything, and continuing to keep my teammates involved.
I was actually hoping you'd say that, Dayton. You know, the biggest thing we always stress is just make the right play. The defense is going to adjust. Sometimes they're going to put bodies at the rim and you got to pass it out. And, you know, sometimes they're going to adjust their ball screen coverage to try and keep Dayton out of the paint. But, you know, all you can do is make the right read and get the ball the right spot. And we got to trust our teammates. And I think Dayton is really learning and growing in those areas, but he makes the right read quite often.
And Dayton, for you, how much you mix in watching your film of yourself, kind of figure out whether the right reads are, knowing how they're shading you, knowing they're hard edging you, trying to make sure that you blitz you. So how you kind of go about preparing for your opponents, of course, watching the film with Coach G and his coaches, man.
Well, like you said, I've been blessed with a good coaching staff that actually cares about me and wants me to get better. So, you know, coaches like G, Coach Charlie, Coach JR are constantly on me, watching film offensively and defensively, you know, pointing out my mistakes, you know, showing me what I did good, what I did bad, and, you know, where I could learn from certain points of the game.
I'll be honest, in all my years at Queens, Dayton watches probably more film than with coaches than any player we've had. And I think you've seen like that's why his game continues to grow and get better, take off that film study with coaches, learning how to read the defense, and Dana's done a great job with it.
No doubt, Gene. I love it, man. And I'm seeing him getting better. I feel like, you have a star on your hands in Dayton here. And he cares about the game. Tell his answers. He cares about the game of basketball. It really means something to him. And playing for DT and playing for you, I know it has to mean something to him. But he wouldn't be there. Now, Dayton, let me ask you, Dayton. Give me a story about our man, DDT. Give me some fun story about it.
Okay, I would say after our state championship loss, we lost to Northwest Florida to go to the finals, and we went back to the school, a normal bus ride. We got a text on our phone. We had film 5 o'clock in the morning. We watched the whole film study, every possession, offense and defense, and he was just chewing everybody out. Making people cry, making people feel bad about themselves, like telling us we had no hope to make it to the national tournament. And we just was a wasted a whole year, basically, because we didn't take advantage of the situation and just play hard. But it was a good experience playing with Donnie. I feel like he helped me a lot mentally, got me mentally strong and prepared me for the real world.
If you ever talk, when you talk to him again, ask him about the Raptor story. When he, I'll just tell you a little snippet. They were trying to see him sit down in a chair after a game, and the chair slipped, and he went, butt first on the ground. So just ask about the Raptors and then the chair. He'll get really fired up about that.
Coach Tindall, when he was with the Pistons for 2 years, actually coached, Queens all-time great, Todd Withers, with the Pistons, and that's really how I got connected with Coach Tindall, and then associate head coach Wilson, coached against him in the Florida JUCO League when he's at Indian River. And so our ties run deep with Chipola, and we were very fortunate to get Dayton, and Dayton's obviously made this place his home, and we're excited to see what he does in the future.
And Dayton, how cool is it being in Charlotte where you can network as well outside of basketball, and great things to do in there, the Uptown Charlotte, things you can do out after basketball? Cool is it being networking, using that Queens brand, using the city of Charlotte too, network, knowing just like after basketball for you, and be able to get sow those seeds right now?
It's completely different for me because, I'm coming from the island where it's, basically none, being able to transition from the island to Charlotte, it's really a blessing, very different. A lot of people I could network with, like you said, a lot of opportunities, but I'm just blessed to be here, happy to be here. So just want to take advantage of every opportunity I get.
And talk about the rise of Bahamian basketball, man. I saw the national team. Did you have an aspiration to play for the national team one day that represents your country, man? But I said with Eric Gordon on the team, DeAndre Ayton and those, Buddy Hill and those guys. Talk about the rise of the Bahamian basketball.
What was the question? Definitely want to be a part of the national team. I was fortunate to go on the trip last summer to the Virgin Islands. So I was able to play with Buddy and them. And, just being able to be in that environment with the top of the line pros was good. Like the vibe was just different. You could just tell, being able to just watch these guys and see how they carry themselves and how they go about their business was a great learning experience for me. So I would definitely want to make the trip next year.
No doubt. I love the Bahamas. I love getting on the ferry, full Lauderdale, going over there and hanging out at the Bimini Islands. So I like doing that in all season as well. And also, Dayton, we have something in common too. I'm 25% Jamaican, so I have some island in me too. So we got that Caribbean bond as well, man, because I'm on my mom's side. So, yeah, so I love the island life, man. I love the warm weather, man. So how do you adjust to the, I know I live in Atlanta, but I hate the cold. So how would you adjust to, when it gets a little chilly in Charlotte, man? It's a little cold sometime up there, man. How's it for you?
I mean, I was living in Kansas. I was in America for 4 years now. So yeah. I've been adjusted to the weather. I lived in Kansas where it was snowing. Then I moved to South Carolina where it got cold at times, and even it got cold sometimes in Florida. So I'm used to the cold by now. 4 years is good enough time to adjust.
Now the question is, can you drive in snow? That's the question.
Can you
drive in snow?
No.
Never
try. Me and you both, right? We Travis Dunn. I can't do it. Hey, Stone's in Atlanta. I'm in the house, buddy. I ain't going nowhere. We don't have Stone.
Good story about Dayton in the Bahamas, though. One of his first jobs, he worked a toll bridge. In the Bahamas. So Dayton knows what it's like to work on the island and be a part of the system.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And, G, you all have two tough games this week at home, thankfully, for the Gulf Coast of Stetson. And no, Donnie does a good job at Stetson as well. And, you know, you got a pat down at FGC. You talk about those matchups, man, and what you seen on from those guys so far.
Yeah, you talk about two contrasting styles. Florida Gulf Coast is a team that's got a lot of good athletes. They play a slower brand of basketball, and they're just constantly trying to take advantage of mismatches. You know, they have a point guard who scores it, a 3-4 man who scores it, and a post player they get a lot of post touches to, and a really good shooter on the perimeter. And, you know, Coach Chambers has been around the block at Penn State and amongst other places, and you know, he's going to do a really good job if we have any cracks in our system. And then you go to Stetson, Donnie Jones, who's really the last few years blossomed with a new system of shooting a ton of threes. And we have one of the, I think, the league's leading scorer coming in on Friday for Stetson. And we're going to have to do an unbelievable job defending the three-point line versus Stetson. And then versus Florida Gulf Coast, we're just going to have to guard our yard because we're going to get ISO'd a lot. And our guys got to really be on point guarding each guy individually and not giving up rotations each time down the floor.
No doubt. Well, I'm hoping you get two wins. We claim it now, two victories. We gonna claim it, man. Hopefully, like I said, as always, G, love talking to you. Dayton, good to talk to you. And I'll see you in Nashville, Dayton, when you play up there in Lisbon, Austin, Peay. So we'll meet in person and get to shake your hand, brother.
I appreciate it, sir.
Appreciate you, JR, man. Hey, look forward to seeing you soon.
See y'all, brothers. Y'all be safe.
All right.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BELIEVE. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King, 50 King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.